Now back to Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
College basketball, college football, Raiders, more NFL all coming up this hour on ESPN Las Vegas. Cofield and Company. Adam Hill is in as a company. I hate that you're here on Tuesdays because it's CFP release day, and they're doing the rankings right now. We'll get to those in a little bit. Top five just revealed: Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Texas Tech. So no changes there. College football breaking news from a couple hours ago. We can tie this to Lane Kiffin discussion. We'll get to him in a couple minutes. But North Texas loses its coach, Eric Morris, to Oklahoma State. So they didn't go for a gigantic name. North Texas AD says, Coach Morris has committed to leading our team through the remainder of the season as we look to finish this historic year strong. They can be the rep from the American, potentially getting the bid in the CFP for the group of six. Why is he staying around? If I'm Oklahoma State, I mean, your program's down in the dumps. He's got to leave. Sucks. Well, sucks for the kids in North Texas.
He's not going to jump in and, like, call plays this weekend or coach the team this weekend.
Coach through the remainder of the season. So I guess that just means regular season?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they're not making the playoff.
Will they murder this guy, Eric Morris? Like, they're getting set to just crush Lane Kiffin if he does the same thing?
No. I mean, I think SEC to SEC is different. I just think people treat it differently and they look at it differently and they won't, you know, have the same. Also, I don't know if Denton is the same level of passion about sports as Oxford.
Can we double check on this, Eric Morris? I'll make sure I'm not being duped. It is Nicole Auerbach, unless it's a fake Nicole Auerbach.
Oh, boy.
Who did I get duped by like 10 years ago? It was something with DeMarco Murray and...
Well, you a darn Schefter.
A darn Schefter.
Yeah.
Man, that lowercase R with an N.
Yeah,
looks like an right, M. Like, just like an M.
A darn hill. We'll start
these odds and faraway places for coaches are very fun, but they have no clue of reality.
No.
And they also take like $18 as a limit. Because Al Golish at South Florida was listed as the Oklahoma State favorite to get the job at minus 200. Now, the reason I bring up these odds is that I thought this was one of the jobs that if they had waited, that they could make a run at Dan Mullen.
True.
That would be a job I would take.
Yeah.
I would like to work in the Big 12 with a school that supposedly has money.
Yeah, there's worse situations for sure.
Oh, okay. That's what I did. What? I got rid of the odds for my cheat sheet, my rundown. I'll have to find those later. I was like, where the hell? What day am I on? I get confused. I'm not as old as Adam, lamenting the lack of bean soup available in Las Vegas, but
you probably will go try to find some.
I don't seek bean soup. If it's at a soup and salad type establishment and it's the fourth soup, yes, I will have some. And especially if there's some ham in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Now yeah, don't get all worked up
bean
again.
Soup with ham?
You and the weird discussion it's of delicious. Bean soup hijacked the 4 o'clock hour.
They're the ham and the Bill Knapp's bean soup for sure.
I have to look up this Bill Knapp's. I don't know what that is.
You would have enjoyed it.
I probably would have.
Yeah.
I'm not anti-bean soup. It's weird for you to be so fired up about something.
Well, you just along got those lines. That it was just painted as a Caucasian thing.
Yeah. That only whites like bean soup.
Yeah.
Right, well, Raiders players are telling you that's true, so it must be true. A couple last things on UNLV facing Alabama tonight, Run Rebels. You were mentioning earlier, you can get tickets. And don't worry about buying them face value.
Yeah, mortgage the house.
Well, you don't have to.
That's true.
One, if you have one of those ticket apps, I don't know what they're called, where you just buy ticket, you get tickets all year long. Sure. They're actually up there.
Yeah.
So you can find your way in. And tonight's atmosphere, you might want to, because I think Alabama, from what I saw last night, and there was a lot of Gonzaga fans too. Yeah. That was a good crowd.
Yeah.
Alabama's got some fans here.
Yeah, the problem with like tonight, it's two sessions, so it'll be or one session, two games. So the Gonzaga fans, Gonzaga Alabama game was really good last night in terms of fans. It was pretty crowded because the half and half were there. But now when Gonzaga game is over and they all leave, now it's going to be just Alabama fans left over and a few UNLV stragglers.
don't know. I thought there were like 500-700 UNLV fans there last night.
That would be my guess.
Maybe some more will show up. Although off a loss, we don't know. Can I ask you a question about this 3-3 start? And Pastner has talked about injuries. Do you think it's more injuries or coaching?
Well, it seems more injuries.
Okay.
To me.
And I don't think you understood. There was a method to my madness 2+ hours ago, about 2 hours ago, with RTHG, Ryan the Hockey Guy, when I used an old theory by the well, he's gone now, Tyler Bischoff.
Sure.
But he does have a podcast coming up. So he's not gone that way. He has a podcast coming up. But anyway, he and Millard got into it a few years ago when Bischoff tried to go with the theory that, hey, it's the Knights' fault that the goalies are hurt all the time. Why is this Rebel team so beat up?
Usually it's bad luck.
Well, one person on the show raised a red flag to something Pastner had said the other day.
Oh, boy.
Pastner, check that. Jacob Bernardi had a big game where he played 30 minutes in that St. Joe's game, had 12 points, 11 rebounds. Listen to what Pastner said in the postgame that night.
Hey, man, the guy's taking advantage of these last two opportunities started. I can't tell how many times on the floor he says, Coach, I'm cramping. I'm like, suck it up. It's between your ears. You're not cramping. Don't tell me you can't do something. You absolutely can do stuff. You're fine. And he was able to get through it. And the guy has had 10 assists.
So Willie said, hey, that's concerning. Why is he making a guy play when he's got cramps?
Well, it doesn't sound great when he misses the next game.
That's my point. I don't think Pastner was actually saying, I won't remove a guy who is cramping. I think he does lean on his medical staff because DGL had to leave that game and was cramping pretty hard. But I did think about it today where it's like, okay, Bernardi didn't play the next game after a game where Pastner was like, gut it out.
Your calf doesn't hurt. your mind hurts.
What do you think?
It's not
too
ideal.
Much?
It's not ideal.
Okay. It's not good optics.
No, certainly not.
And I don't know what was cramping in that game, but last night he was limping around. You don't know that. He was limping around pretty good.
Just guessing.
This injury stuff is a very fine line. And I know, and you know, from covering football, it's a very fine line.
Yeah.
Coaches are not really patient.
No. And players
like, are you hurt or are you injured?
Yeah, for the most part, players aren't patient either.
But there are some where you're like, are you hurt?
Yeah.
Or are you really injured? And in this era now with load management and, you know, we see in the NBA, guys are freaking curling up their Achilles all the time. People are extra sensitive. So I'm guessing that's why, you know, I know because Willie said it. But it, optics-wise, it didn't look good. I hope Bernardi can go tonight. Based on the way he was walking around, I don't know if he can. They need him. They need extra big minutes.
It's on his mind. It's between his ears.
You keep saying that. You're being a jerk. You're being sarcastic.
I just say suck it up.
They don't.
I don't.
Okay, what's happening here with Lane Kiffin?
I mean, it seems like he's just trying to find out who's going to pay him the most.
As he should.
Yeah.
What is he supposed to do? I think I saw Saban suggest, hey, college football should be like the NFL. You know, coaches can't move until after the season. What? Hey, how are we going to control that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. No, that's dumb. I would say, well, there was a, you know.
Or schools can't offer coaches until after the season.
I mean, the most,
everyone's season ends at a different time.
The most prominent voice in sports media said that he doesn't think he should take any of the jobs. He thinks there's only one place for Kiffin to go. And that is the Raiders.
Was that Colin building on last week saying that?
It was Jim Rome.
He said Kiffin should go to the NFL. Jim Rome's now on this.
Yes, Jim Rome.
Was he joking or?
No, we did a whole rant. I think he was partly maybe joking, but he said.
Where'd you see him?
It popped in. So I think I've said this on the show. Like I pretty much only watch YouTube now.
Yeah.
And it popped in my algorithm with all the Raiders stuff.
Okay. Well, that's good. I feel like whoever's been working behind the scenes with Rome for the last like 5 or 7 years, they've been terrible on social media. I never see him, and that's how I digest most of my radio and TV content. If it pops up, like if you're out there, it's going to pop up, and I never see him.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? I think I have seen him a couple times recently. So, I like Jim Rome.
I have mostly Raider stuff, and then I think I've talked about that New Zealand family that just... It's very wholesome content. New Zealand family that discovers America. Hmm. They actually went to the Chiefs game this week. They're back in America for the second time in their lives. And then I have these British food influencers that are very popular also.
Lane Kiffin's not going to the Raiders.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't think it's like an Al Davis. Like I don't think Mark Davis is like that. Be like, well, you know, didn't end well with Dad and Lane.
What's the? I think the point was they have to. They've kind of been jinxed ever since he left.
Oh, okay.
And you got to exercise the demon.
And all joking aside, according to Amy Trask, the most important person to satisfy for anyone getting the Raiders job whenever it does open again is?
You say it, not me. I'm not.
Jim Gray. You're too close to the situation.
I'm not getting involved.
Yeah. You could be banned immediately.
I think he's fantastic.
Jim's got a lot of power in this market, keeping people from getting jobs.
Great, great man. Very smart.
Well, apparently Amy Trask has a problem with him. Well, or someone has a problem
jealousy.
With him. Yeah, is that right?
He's amazing.
What's going to happen with Kiffin? Because I, you know what? I saw the money. And I was like, eh. Now, what I'm into is a potential $100 million deal from LSU for 7 years. I said last week that with all the suitors who may want Lane Kiffin, I think he should get $20 million a year. I think his buyout, if he's fired, within 4 years should be $100 million.
Well, I mean, part of it is that they...
There's $14 million ain't cutting it.
Yeah, but a bunch of it's going to NIL funding.
Okay. Do I have to go to the alligator arms and do the impression here?
That was part of the contract.
You have your choice.
Yeah.
Do you want $20 million a year as a salary, or do you want $25 million for NIL budget?
Well, you're indicating that the answer should be both.
Yes, that would be the sports pig, which neither one of us does a good impression. No, but
that was pretty good.
When Pig would bring up baseball free agency, it's like, do you want the home run hitter or the Cy Young winner?
People
both
can't really see it, but your arm movement was very
obvious. Yeah. The impression is basically he had those kind of alligator arms. He was a big guy with small arms, and he would do that. Yeah. No, Lane. If I'm Lane Kiffin, first of all, I think. I didn't realize he's already making $9 million a year at Ole Miss. They got more money.
Yeah.
So if Ole Miss could push him to 12, yeah, then if I'm going somewhere else, Florida or LSU, or I don't know, there's some wild card, Arkansas is going to come in or Penn State's going to come in, then I want $20 million a year and I want a $100 million buyout. And what's the allotment on the books for football NIL? Say around $20 million? I want $30
million. Do
you want to win or not? Come on.
It's capped, though.
Well, supposedly it's going to go to true rev share, but let's see.
Yeah.
What's Texas Tech going to do that? Stop spending money on the football team?
And softball.
Right. They're not staying within the rules. And there's no one to enforce any rules anymore.
That's true.
So you do whatever you want.
But you do need to secure a minimum if you're a coach that's going into a situation like that.
Yes.
Yeah. And money is not limitless. Like, at some point, like, okay, if we're paying you 20, we can't put 50 into players. Like, let's be more realistic of...
Do you want me or not? I don't have to go.
Then no, exactly. Then no, that's fine.
I don't believe he's going to LSU. I still think Florida's going to get him. I think LSU's out there because he's using LSU as a negotiating pawn. I think Florida and LSU are going to... I don't know. I don't even have to describe this. I don't know. I'm not going to do it. I forget names too easily, but the bidding war is going to be crazy.
What's Alabama going to do? Do they get in on Kiffin soon?
Are you suggesting that DeBoer winning anything short of a national title,
I think
he's out?
I think he wants out.
Where does he want to go?
Penn State.
Do you have any sources on this?
Who knows?
Okay, well, it seems like you might have something. You might have heard some chatter.
I don't think he likes it there.
Well, I can make a lot of pithy remarks, but As I told the audience last week, I have a younger brother who lives in Cullman, Alabama.
Why?
And he is more Southerner than I ever thought he was. And even he's like, sucks. He's got family down there.
I think I have a...
extended family, other side of the family.
I don't know if this is a real thing. I think I have a common law stepsister that lives in Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a DNA thing? You found out you have a sister?
No. Oh. My dad and her mom have been together like 20 years.
Oh, okay.
I think at some point. Right. I mean, I've met her twice.
Yeah.
But I guess she's my stepsister. Lives in Alabama.
That's exciting.
Not really.
Another holiday gift to get.
Not really. Plus,
I hope she gets you something.
As they say,
I hope she gets you something, please.
Absolutely will not.
Oh, please. You and your reciprocation, your hatred of the holidays, because if anyone buys you a gift, you're mad.
She's a doctor, so that's nice.
Ooh.
But she also, as she said, is not really Alabama. She lives in Huntsville, which is like, I believe.
A giant medical hub.
It is a medical hub. It's also a space hub. It is the, I believe, per capita highest rate of master's degrees in the country.
Oh, wow. Well, I can guarantee you, my brother lives in Alabama. Because I ran it by him last week. I was like, hey, what kind of progress you seen down there in the 20 years you've been there? He's like, a little bit. And that was like the ringing endorsement. That's all I was getting. And I was like, what about Mississippi? And I ran by the whole Stephen A. Smith thing because Stephen A. is like, Mississippi sucks.
It does.
My brother was like, he's right.
Yep,
it sucks.
I agree.
It's terrible.
It's not the best place.
Favorites? With the offshores, I just said to ignore these numbers, but Arkansas favorite at -150, coming down from 12-1. Eric Morris, well, he just got the Oklahoma State job, so apparently he's not going to be the favorite. And Bobby Petrino, according to one book, is now a long shot. He went from 8-1 to 25-1.
Oh boy!
Wow, they're really dead set on Eric Morris is going to be the guy. Well, he's not. Auburn, John Sumrall at Tulane, the favorite. Eli Drinkwitz. His odds have shrunk to 8-1. Jed Fish is the favorite at Florida, replacing Lane Kiffin. Jed Fish is now even money.
Wow.
These are all for entertainment purposes. They mean nothing, as we've already found out.
Kendall DeBoer back to Washington.
LSU, Lane Kiffin's -175. Penn State, Bob Chesney at James Madison over Eli Drinkwitz. Caleb DeBoer and Marcus Freeman have been added to the odds list.
Oh, Kellen DeBoer is on the odds list?
Yes.
What is he?
Now you're going to make me look
up
the thing I moved. But no, that's a good question. Again, these are just for entertainment purposes.
I did not know that, but...
don't mean a damn thing.
But
So they knew. They are a good source, as it turns out.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, I can't go bet it, so...
I will give you this material, though I was going to save it for tomorrow and Jeff Parles. I do that. I pick out material, and I'm like, you know what? It's going to be better. There's a method to the madness. None of it's entertaining, but I try. Damn, Sumrall -500 to go to Auburn.
Okay.
Can we get the no on that? That's the one thing that's missing from
probably
these.
Probably not.
I would do the no in a heartbeat. Kalen DeBoer 6-1. Chesney even money. Drinkwitz for Penn State +150. Hartline 6-1. DeBoer 6-1. Brent Key 7. Marcus Freeman 7. Marcus Freeman is not leaving Notre Dame. Stop.
No.
Then guys like Jeff Brohm, who just got a raise. Manny Diaz. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Joe Brady. Matt Campbell. Although I saw some rumors today, Matt Campbell is going to double his salary at Arkansas. He's going to leave Iowa State to go to Arkansas.
I keep thinking he's going to be an NFL guy, but not yet.
Thanksgiving football. Let's get it to the NFL. Joe Burrow is going to play or he's not?
Yes.
And are you just mystified by this?
I'm excited for it.
Okay.
Fantasy? I'm a do not draft a quarterback person. And when everyone released Joe Burrow and added him to a bunch of teams.
Nice.
And so now I'm excited. I mean, it's tough to throw him in on a short week. Hasn't played in months. No T. Higgins. Don't love all that. But
the prospect the next 4 weeks?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's going to be great.
Wherever the hell we are right now.
And as you know, he pointed out, you know, there's a lot of people that said, hey, and, you know, we heard this just a few minutes ago here on the show, but like, why play? What's the point? He said, "Well, I'm not. What am I going to do? Just wait till next year? Like, I'm not going to get hurt any further on the toe. It's fixed. It's healed.
He wants to play.
Could
he get paid
hurt?
To play?
Sure. Yeah, he's like, I want to play.
Let's get some wins and get the culture back. Maybe he likes the head coach. I don't. Jack Taylor, but
come back
maybe he wants to
the
save
year
his job
for a third time.
On this short a sample, huh?
Yeah. It's probably not the award you want to win three times in the first 6 years.
No. All right, Raiders, I got to get to a bunch of things here. Adam Hill's in. We go behind the patch with him when he's not on the show, but he's co-hosting today. It's Adam Cofield, ESPN Las Vegas. I saw... Boy, the Raiders are popular on Instagram. You get a lot of hat tips. A lot of people take your stories and give you a hat tip.
They do?
Yeah, and then they build a graphic out of it and put their own logo on it and on the...
Wait,
on the
really?
Yeah.
Vinny, they don't Vinny, tag me.
Vinny gets them.
No, they don't tag me.
Yeah, Vinny gets them too.
Okay.
I don't know who had this one up. I could pop on this one, but I'm not going to give the side credit. But I did see a video of what was going on with Max Crosby and Elandon Roberts.
They're
going fight,
at it.
Fight, fight, yeah. Fight, 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 fight.
They're going at it pretty good on the sideline, screaming at each other. And Max talked about it to us after the – no. On his podcast, his national podcast on Monday Night Football.
You want to fill people in again on that whole thing? Are you mad?
No, it's fine. I mean,
did anyone ask?
No, but he, I don't think he was even, I'm not sure he was asked on the podcast either. I think he just addressed it, but,
Well, he probably saw that it was going viral.
Sure. I wasn't in the Max Crosby interview, the scrum after the game. I very strategically use Max Crosby's, scrums, which everyone goes to then go and talk to everyone else in the room while everybody's distracted.
Right.
So I was not talking to him at that time. So I don't think he was asked about it. I listened to it. I don't remember him being asked about it. But he did talk about it on Monday. Just said, we're brothers. That's what brothers do. They fight, which I can vouch for. I think you can as well.
Yes.
He said, you know, nobody showed the video of 10 minutes later. We hugged it out and, you know, laughed about it on the sideline. He said, that's not as interesting, which is true. It's not.
Yeah, this, you know, the video, it's a great video because it's like second row at Allegiant.
Yeah.
A fan caught the video and you you know, that's how you see this stuff. If you're right near the field and it's Roberts with, is that?
Jamal Adams playing peacemaker.
White's in there too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, is that Jamal Adams who's putting his hand on Crosby's shoulder and, you know, Crosby and Roberts are jawing at each other a little bit. There's no lunging. It never gets to that point.
No.
But,
no. Patrick Graham's right in the middle. Just like, Patrick Graham is trying to look at footage here.
Yeah.
Let's try to get a stop on defense next time.
I can tell you from having access to the sidelines that this happens often.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Guys start yelling at each other because bad plays are frustrating. Missed assignment football is frustrating.
Yeah, I mentioned you off the air that there was a soccer game this weekend in the Premier League where one of the players got mad at another player for a turnover and turned into slapping him.
He slapped him right
actually,
in the face.
The one that turned it over is the one that slapped the
really?
Other guy.
Red cards?
Red card for the slap on a teammate.
Teammate on teammate crime, you get a red card.
I would not if I was a ref. I think that's fine. But
by the way, what if football refs did that? If they were like looking through and they're like,
flag.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
15.
On Max Crosby and Roberts. 30-yard penalty. No fighting, guys. No aggressively talking to each other.
Keep it civil out there, fellas.
Now, I'm not saying every time football players argue on the sidelines that there's absolutely nothing to it. Because I think what you'll get is you'll get football guys like, happens all the time, not a big deal. Well, it can be a big deal.
Was it
depending on what the argument's over, depending on if they do it often. I think the language sometimes could get interesting, what's said.
Was it Kevin Gilbride and Buddy Ryan? And they punch each other on the sideline?
Gilbride punched Buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
Which, listen, Buddy was very punchable. Just like Rex is. I don't know about... I don't think Rob... Rob doesn't have as much Buddy as Rex does.
I don't think Rob really knows where he is most of the time.
He's just happy. He's just happy to be there.
Football! Yeah. Let's go! Lose the ball!
So I will tell you, at the UNLV-Hawaii game, where UNLV played its best defensive game of the year, they stymied Hawaii repeatedly in the second half. That was the most spirited sideline I've been on all year. The defense hasn't had a great year. So there are times when guys will yell at each other, and most of it's like, what are you doing?
Make a tackle. Cover somebody.
Or like, most of it is like, Why were you there? You're supposed to be here. A lot of it is just do your job. That's all we're asking. And it's the same thing that Gunther doesn't speak publicly, but I see Gunther oftentimes. He shows the tablet and he's like, he's like putting his hands up like, just do what you're supposed to do. And Mullen said it often in press conferences, but there were two things, and these are not big incidents, but it just shows you how intense it is on the sidelines. As UNLV was achieving in the second half, they got a stop in Hawaii, and the D-line comes over, and Ricky Logo, who's a veteran coach, and they held him over from the Odom staff. I really like Coach Logo. He's great. He's very direct. He was flipping out after, like, a big stop. And I think all it was, and it's been a problem all year, but all it was, he just kept saying, like, why can't we line up correctly? And then there was a lot of language.
Of course.
And then there was a whiteboard. I was like, it's getting broken. But I thought he might snap it, but he didn't snap it.
Nobody broke an iPad, though?
No.
That's good.
I haven't seen that. I don't know what kind of trouble college players would get in if they start whipping around the iPads. Those things are coveted.
I know.
On the UNLV sideline. They're like, there ain't enough of them. They all love, they're freaking going. I don't know what the hell's going on. I try to watch them. Like, I don't know.
It's very organized.
But there also was a moment where a couple of players got into it. And, you know, these things happen. So
all the time. It's just funny when cameras are on them and people get to see them and react to them. And if we had cameras on the sideline of every game, you'd see every single one of them.
Oh, if someone was videoing the player, actually both of them, the player back and forth, because I looked at a security guard who had her back. I was like standing from me to you. We're like 6 feet apart. And I was like, whoa, okay, if this gets any more froggy, someone's going to come into my lap. There was a bench in between, but I was like, I'm not big enough to get crushed by someone who weighs 280.
But you stayed right there instead of walking away.
I backed up.
Got to get your reporting done.
Well, I try to listen as much as possible. I'm trying to learn. I'm not going to give out everything I hear on the sidelines because some of it's, you know, confidential information. But there was a security guard. I looked to my left. Her back was to the situation. She's like, hey. I was like, you may want to turn around and move.
She doesn't want to draw attention to it either.
It's football! Yeah, well, that's the other great thing, and not to tell Steve Cofield sideline stories here, but that's the other thing. As you're down there and you are listening to different coaches, every once in a while they'll be over here and they're like yelling at someone. They're like, they look right at you, and you're like,
okay. Yeah. I know. I'm not saying anything. We're good.
There was a Mullen case where he was showing Calandria something. He looked up. So they don't care.
You walked away or you stayed?
I'll stand ground for a second, then I move along. I'm big. You know this, and you're not as big because you're so smitten with the special teams room. I'm big on watching the O linemen, and the guy Mike Cellini, the coach, loves the tablet, and has like a controller, and he goes 100 miles an hour. It's great, and I'm trying to watch, and you know, it's good.
I don't know that the Raiders ever. Offensive lineman ever watch the iPad. If they do, they're probably watching cartoons.
You know what? I don't know what the best thing to do is. I think I favor watching guys kind of come to the sidelines and calm down and then try to learn what the hell to, you know, listen to the coaches. But I also understand there's a lot of emotion going on, so sometimes you got to freaking blow off some steam, you know? Walk up and down the sidelines. Because otherwise you're going to freaking punch someone.
That's how it is sometimes.
You know, the poor kickers.
I'm just glad you made it through. You're good.
Come on.
Now, we got Reno this week, though. There's always something that goes on in the crowd there, and people getting hurt on the media, and it's a wild scene.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta post that. I was thinking of that the other day. Someone posted a very old fight going back to the 80s.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where it was like 4-on-1, UNLV on a Reno player. But I was in the middle of. Well, I'll say I came sauntering in very comfortably, way too comfortable, on the Rebels fighting with Reno in the one end zone right below all the drunk lunatics in Reno. And that was the situation.
That was a wild scene.
Do you remember it? Were you there?
I was not there.
But you see, how much could you see on TV?
Well, we had we had somebody get hit in the head with a Dr. Pepper bottle.
Because they were throwing stuff from the crowd,
yes.
Which I didn't even process because I was walking in like, oh, what's going on here?
It was not a great day. Not a great day for the rivalry.
There was, because the fans were, and they're right on the aisle. That fight, there was a UNLV player, a tight end, I won't say his name, it doesn't matter now, but who jumped, used the 1 foot to spring himself off the wall, in the right hand was his helmet, like ready to come through. And I'll say an administrator who might be very powerful now had was Johnny on the spot to be like, whoa, okay, yeah, grab that helmet.
Do not hit fans with your helmets.
Yes, and then there was a, I couldn't get a good picture of it, but I could see the fist going back and forth and down. So there was a John Jones-esque pinning of someone on the wall in the back of the end zone, and that was Noah Bean. He was raining down shots.
Allegedly.
And then there was, I saw it. And then across the way is where the fight had started. Was it Steve Jenkins? But anyway, I actually, when I was looking through old photos, and I'm like, I still have that video. It's not a great video. It's just me kind of walking through.
Post
and,
it.
And see it.
It's rivalry week.
Yeah. I told you that was the one where I, for a second, I'm like, I'm an adult. Hey, guys. Let's not fight. But instead of like saying something, I didn't say anything, and I put my hand up to like grab a UNLV player, like, hey, I'm going to pull this guy back. And then I'm like, yeah, 6'4", 320. And he doesn't know if it's a Wolfpack player behind him.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
So he could come swinging through, and little guy is dead.
The problem with that was UNLV still had things to play for after that, I think, and Reno did not.
I don't think that was the case.
UNLV didn't have a bowl game? I thought they did, because I thought that was the talk of whether they were going to be suspended.
No.
Oh, for the next season. That's what it was. Never mind.
I think that might have been, was that the final game for Sanchez, or was that 2 years out?
That's a good question.
Because that was the other weird thing. He went up there, beat Reno, and then, no, they did have another game. You're right. It might have been San Jose State. We'll look that up during a break. On the way back, more on the Raiders. Shadura Mania is running wild. Rex Ryan was just pablum, just spewing absolute nonsense. And then the other thing we got to examine here down the stretch, Raiders just had this big draft class. Where the guys who are still on the team and in the organization, where are they? Play them.
And we'll get to the latest release of the CFP rankings before we get out of here. But I'm already annoyed about it because there doesn't seem to be any sort of penalty for teams essentially on a bye, which I think they should drop. I think if you have an impressive result and you're behind teams like Alabama or Georgia and they take the week off by playing Eastern Illinois or Samford, move up, just like a bye week. So Shadura Mania is running wild. It's only going to get worse from here because he won a game. My Lord, the sky is going to explode. I don't know what that means, but if they beat the Niners with Shadur Sanders. Rex Ryan is always good for a
guess that they are not going to.
A good laugh. He's very excited about Shadur Sanders. And again, it's the excitement. It's a new thing. Explosion. Might be mistakes, but man, he's got possibilities. He starts out this comment by just laying into Dylan Gabriel as just a nothing.
Has zero traits for an NFL starter. Physical traits.
Sure.
He might have the mental. Yeah. That's why I said I think he'd be a hell of a coach one day.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a single trait that says he's an NFL starting quarterback, where clearly Shador does. All right? We know he's got that arm talent. I love his touch on the deep ball. I loved it in college.
Clearly Shador does, but he went the fifth round. So Rex is right. The rest of the NFL is all wrong. Nobody beat the Raiders. He won. He beat the Raiders.
Nobody else can throw that swing pass. No, there's no other quarterbacks in the league that can get that done.
And I understand he's going over the top, you know.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel doesn't have a single trait to be an NFL quarterback. Wow, somehow he played 9 years of college football, set records all over the place, but those traits, there's nothing good about
drafted
him
in the third round
in the NFL. Sucks.
And he's been playing a very conservative style. Like, I haven't loved what he's done. Right. I haven't seen a whole lot out of him. True. Fair. And I guess the argument for Shador that you could make is the team was energized.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could say that.
Yeah.
Were they energized because they were playing the Raiders? Maybe. Possibly. But there was something about it. Now, that doesn't last, I don't think, beyond one start. Maybe a good two or three.
It's worked in the past for small samples, right, with certain quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow comes to mind. Totally different kind of guy, but you know, Broncos kind of like playing for him. I'm actually surprised that he went, what, 11 to 20, had a couple of short passes that went the distance. You know, while we're at it, Rex is going to talk about all these deep passes that Shadur threw.
Here's something, facts, that'll say why you got to keep it. Yesterday, he completed three passes for over 35 yards.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the whole season with all those other Browns, they completed one ball over 35 yards. One. That's why Miles Garrett's like, holy cow. Like, you know, whatever. And look, did he play great? No.
Did he play great? No.
No.
Three passes over 35 yards. Air time on the passes.
One was behind the line of scrimmage. One, again, the deep ball.
He got the ball downfield.
Out of pressure when Tyree Wilson, again, somehow, I don't know what he did, got in the backfield and then let him go. That was a nice play. But, that's a scramble drill where you kind of throw it up deep. Good play. I'm not taking anything away from it, but it wasn't something that was like in structure of, hey, the guy, that was one big play. The Jerry Jeudy one was he escaped pressure out to the right again, and he threw about 15 yards, and Jerry Jeudy ran about 30 more and then fumbled. Which not his fault, of course, but that's what happened on that play. And then the other one is a tunnel screen in the flat to the right that Dylan Sampson just turned upfield and never was touched.
Three passes over 35 yards. No nuance, no specifics, and I get the idea on that show. They're like, let Rex have fun.
Was he great? No.
Yeah. After all that, and they're like, big guy making funnies, which then that stupid impression I just did, I don't know what that is, but then I'm like, Rex is Tommy Boy.
Yeah, he is.
And everyone else on the panel who wants to be sort of down to earth and realistic, they're David Spade.
I think it's fair. It's a fair assessment. I don't watch these types of shows ever.
I do for comic relief, and they do hit a lot of regular guy topics, so I like I like to do that. Also going kind of viral, because you knew if Shadur came in and beat the Raiders, there's going to be a handful of people who are like, that was the guy, and the Raiders blew it. Okay, he went in the fifth round. The Raiders passed on him multiple times. Antonio Pierce, the former coach of the Raiders, now doing media. You know he's going to freaking take the salt out, and here we go, embellish time.
He was one of our top choices. If I would have stayed there, there's no way he goes to the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making that choice and a decision that we're drafting. Mark Davis was on board with that. Our organization was on board. We believed in what we saw with Shadur and saw enough, obviously, with the situation I dealt with the quarterbacks. But one thing about Shadur that I think, we see all the glitz, the glamour, you know, hitting the watch and what time it is and all that is. He's born for this.
He's born for this.
Yeah.
He mentioned Mark Davis. Is MD the kind of guy who would see this and be like, AP, come on, man.
No, I don't think so.
He'll just let it go. He's like, yeah, feeling.
I don't think he has YouTube.
He's feeling good about himself.
I think
he's not driving the caravan anymore. You don't think anyone shows him? Shouldn't that, if Jim Gray has the power that Amy Trask is now claiming, shouldn't Jim be the guy who goes up to Mark and like, Mark, come on.
He probably just showed him.
You can't let Antonio Pierce say this.
That's your impression?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm sure he showed him the clip of Amy Trask.
Yes.
I'm sure that one got back to him.
I'm sure that did.
I don't think the AP saying, we would have drafted him. Mark Davis is on board.
We would have.
Yeah, we would have.
Antonio Pierce said he's born for the NFL. Keep going. It's coming, man. It's coming. AP Raiders.
His pedigree is that of for moments of this magnitude that he's going into. And again, it's against the Raiders team just struggling, right? But the guy plays well. It's just that he's Deion's son. Overly criticized this kid from day one. And it started in the draft. And again, you might not like his persona. You might not like his aura about himself. But Cleveland does. Every time he comes to the game, those fans, they go nuts.
It's part of the show. It's brought to you by Battleborn Injury Alert. 766-1400 is the number. Four offices in Southern Nevada.
I have a problem real quick with the
766-1400.
He was made for these moments. He was made to play the Raiders week 12 when both teams are 2-8. That's the moment he was made for? I'm built for this.
Big moments.
Are you built for this?
Big moments.
This? That's what you're built for?
It's a lot on the line.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. All right, in a little bit, we're going to head over to the players here.
Michigan are playing.
Are you
going to try to get to the Michigan game
before ends? You got,
like, your maize and blue undies on? No. You don't have any.
Christmas gift. There you go.
Please, no.
They just nailed it. Just nailed it. They look pretty good so far.
Should I go home and change into the Michigan versus all y'all shirt?
Sure. I like that. That would be very professional of you. 11-4 right now against Auburn. San Diego State last night. How dominant were they against the Aztecs?
Like I said, I think San Diego State played really, really well. They played phenomenal.
Yeah, Michigan's that good.
Michigan's
huh?
just that good.
40 points better than a top-level mid-major.
I think they're probably 50 points better, but only 40 yesterday. Michigan is really good.
Why are they really good?
Dusty May is fantastic. Obviously, they have a really good budget. I think, talked on the air about one kid in particular that they were able to buy last year in the kind of process that was going on there. It just they'll get whatever they want. And that was Danny Wolf last year who they just took from Yale, and Yale would have been a top 25 team. And that is, by the way, what a start for the Bulldogs this year, too. I think they just won the Virgin Islands tournament yesterday. But yeah, Michigan goes out and gets really good players, and they've got a great mix of transfers who are veterans that have played a lot of different places that can just really play. And they're good in the post. They're good outside. They can shoot. They can defend. They can do pretty much everything. They're really, really good.
And Dusty May is never going back to Indiana.
Nope.
Where he was a manager.
Nope. Dusty May is a,
they got him locked
up. A lifetime contract.
Well, Indiana's got the same sort of budget. But as I said about
15-4.
As I said about 2 hours ago, that the budget alone ain't everything. You got to pick the right players. And Indiana has consistently not been great at picking the players. Yeah.
I said earlier too, I think Michigan wins this game by 40 against Auburn, and then they can just declare them the champions of the tournament.
It's over. Yeah. Let them go back home for the holidays. Yeah. Give them the money.
I think so.
In the bag?
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
What's going on with FIFA? They trying to match make this thing so that the favorites aren't all knocking each other off before the Final Four?
Yeah, they usually, I mean, they'll set
World
favorites
Cup,
up.
World Cup, by the way, not just FIFA, yeah. World Cup.
They'll set favorites up into different groups so that you don't really, you know, you don't see them knock each other out early in the tournament, but you could see them in the first knockout round game match up against each other. But they're setting it so the pool winners, wouldn't play each other necessarily. Now the teams could finish second and go there, but if they win their pool, the top four teams will not see each other until the semifinals.
You so like that?
Not necessarily. I mean, I like more randomness.
I mean, it kind of makes sense.
With how the tournament goes. But, yeah, they're trying to – not you can't make sure they're going to be there, but, hey, if they all play well, they play up to expectation, they make it through to that level, you would have the best four teams, theoretically, on paper, in the semifinals. You wouldn't have one of them knock each other out earlier.
Soccer! In the bag.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
Not local sports, but soccer. Jordan Hudson is threatening to sue Pablo Torre. This is the fight you've been waiting for.
It is.
Pablo has become your journalistic hero.
Let's just be clear before we talk about this. For anybody that's following this on social media, she is not going to sue him.
Of course not.
She is absolutely not.
The first thing I thought of was what's the word? Because we always use this word when you know, it's like Barry Bonds is going to sue Curt Schilling. Discovery.
She doesn't want to be a part of that. Plus, she violated every media standard we know. She posted that she was going to sue him while she showed an all-access credential to a North Carolina game, which makes it very easy for anybody to just duplicate that and get into a North Carolina game. Everybody knows don't show your credential on social media when you're taking a picture. She did it, and she said, P.S., I'm suing you, Pablo. Please do. And she posted screenshots of a conversation that proved him wrong, theoretically. And he had an expert that said, absolutely photoshopped.
I was listening to a radio show the other day, and they were trying to figure out, like, what does this lady have over Belichick? And the first thing I thought of was Curb Your Enthusiasm and the Golden V. Yeah. Wasn't that Larry? Was that the Jets fan, the Knicks fan?
Sure.
Right? She's got
she's
it. She's got something over him. That too. She's young. He's old. No mystery.